Consistent reports from witnesses to the effect that people who acted as though they were in a kind of trance were killing and eating their victims prompted authorities to examine the bodies of some of the victims. Medical authorities in Cumberland have concluded that in all cases, the killers are eating the flesh of the people they murdered. Repeating this latest bulletin just received moments ago from Cumberland, Maryland, civil defense authorities have told newsmen that murder victims show evidence of having been partially devoured by their murderers. Medical examination of victims' bodies shows conclusively that the killers are eating the flesh of the people they killed.
This is
an
incredible story because our guest was eaten for us. I don't imagine such a thing actually happening. These are the reports we have been receiving and passing on to you. Reports which have been verified as completely as is possible in this unusual situation. It is happening. But it appears that no one is safe in this way.
First eyewitness accounts of this grisly development came from people who were understandably frightened and almost incoherent. Officials and newsmen first discounted those eyewitness descriptions as being beyond belief. However, reports persisted. Medical examinations of some of the victims bore out the fact that they had been partially devoured.
I think we have some late word of just arriving, and I'm interrupted to bring this to you. This is the latest disclosure, a report from National Civil Defense Headquarters in Washington.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder. A widespread investigation of reports from funeral homes, morgues, and hospitals has concluded that the unburied dead are coming back to life, seeking human victims. It's hard for us here to believe what we're reporting to you, but it does seem to be a fact. When this emergency first began, radio and television was advising people to stay inside.
Behind locked doors, it seems.
That situation has now changed, where people have reported definite course of action.
Civil defense machinery
has been organized to provide rescue stations with food, shelter, medical treatment, and protection by armed and National Guardsmen.
Stay tuned to broadcasting stations in your local area for this
list of rescue stations. This list will be repeated
throughout our news coverage. Look for the name of the rescue station
nearest you and make your way to that location as soon as possible.
Yes, we can get out of here. There's a pump out by the shed.
I know there's one who's in here, but it's locked.
Conference of the Presidential Cabinet, the FBI, Joint Chiefs of Staff, CIA, and government and public information. Why are space stations being controlled without a Earth cell?
So far, all the data on the answer to that question centers on the recent Explorer satellite shot to Venus. That satellite, you recall, started back to Earth, but never got here. That's the space vehicle which orbited Venus and then was purposely destroyed by NASA. Scientists discovered it was carrying a mysterious high-level radiation with it. Could that radiation be so responsible for the wholesale murders we're now suffering? Newsman Don Quinn in Washington has posed those questions.
Zombies are best to try to get out of here.
How are you going to get over to that top?
Wait. Move.
You're coming from a meeting regarding the explosion of these murders.
Yes, that was the subject of the meeting.
There's a connection between this phenomenon.
There's a definite connection.
Definite connection? So when you deal with the radiation on the Venus surface, it causes these mutations with a very high degree of radiation.
Just a minute. I'm not sure that that's what caused it. That is
a
kind of
explanation that we have.
finally decided that was not good.
Was the satellite, when the satellite was exploded,
an unusual amount of radiation, not to cause mutation under certain circumstances,
could have have a bearing on it. It does seem to have a bearing.
Will there be a reply for this?
Later.
Yes, there will be a reply.
Yes.
Later this afternoon.
Thank you.
bodies will continue to be transformed into the flesh of eagles. All persons who die during this crisis, from whatever cause,
will come back to life to seek human victims unless their bodies are first disposed of by cremation. Our new jammers have just returned to covering such a search and destroy operation against the ghouls. This one conducted by Sheriff Connor McCullough, the Republic County, Pennsylvania. Been organized to search out and destroy the marauding ghouls.